My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Gibberling.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, I realized I put you off by saying my name instead of this is. I didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't even notice, Gary. Come on. We're not animals.
Yeah, listen,
like I understand the need to apologize, but like we're not mindless animals who are, you know, trivial to fight against and completely uninteresting.
Here's the thing is I thought that was going to be the case for these guys because it looked like just another goblin
right
stand-in, but the way this is written is more flowery than any other entry like that we found so far. Like
it really
this,
is
this tries to paint a picture of why these things would be scary.
Okay, so like it mostly puts you in the scene, like in the moment of these guys, you know, rushing out from some kind of mouth in an open hill or cave, mm-hmm. and then just kind of like taking you over. But that floweriness doesn't do anything beyond what like a marauding horde of hobgoblins would do for me.
Well, the reason why, the flowering, this thing is mechanically that more or less. The issue is you have the marauding horde, and the number of appearing of these are 40 to 400.
Yes.
So, like, they're one-hit dice creatures, but the idea being that, like, you might run into 12 hobgoblins or whatever. There are 400 gibberlings when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're more of an environmental threat than anything. Like, once the gibberlings are out, you're not going to fight 400 of something.
Right.
Like, they're even if they have, you know, they have their base attack bonus of their THACO is 20, they're going to get crits enough to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they get 400 moves to your one. you know, so the idea being like these are an environmental threat that's they're scared of light. Like I came around on this based on my initial impressions in a way I didn't think I was going to.
Yeah.
No, I wish they didn't have swords. I wish they just had claws.
Right. Like if they were just like fucking Wendigos or something.
Well, they look like did you play Shadow of Mordor?
No, I haven't. That is a game that I have meant to play just because everybody praised it. But nope, I haven't.
It's very good. There's a kind of a dearth of things to fight in that game, like different monsters, but there is this, there's a thing that's very similar to the Gibberlings that kind of come out in horde form, that are, you know, it's all numbers. Like that's why they're scary.
Yeah.
And, there are a lot of them on the screen, not quite 400, but there are a bunch of them on the screen and that's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
But like, there's a couple, like just, this is something that saved it for me for relevant detail. Like one, you know, there's just hundreds of them, so you're just fucked unless you know about to use light. But the idea that they go underground and if you dig them up they're like in like a torpor state,
mm-hmm.
and then once you like unearth them they're too scared of the light and you just like slaughter them. I'm just imagining like going through a field.
Yeah, they're just like frozen, like as your wizard casts flare or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I dig these guys and I think that I would like them more if they were presented as a swarm, but like presented as this kind of bat-faced lycanthrope, there's not much to them.
The illustration does nothing to express how these things are cool.
Right.
Like it's all between the lines. Like the illustration just looks like a zvart or like a fucking goblin.
Yeah.
You know, there's I think the weird long toes. Like there's nothing like, yeah, you know, and
they've got like ninja feet as feet.
Like Ninja Turtle feet.
Yeah.
Like it's very, very strange. It's just in like, you have to use your imagination of like, oh, 400 of these things. Like I bet you their eyes are reflective like spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So if like you look out in the field and you shine your torch, you know, they all cower away, but just on the edge of the torch light, you just see hundreds and hundreds of pairs of eyes, you know, your torch is sputtering. You're walking through the mountains, like slowly, mm-hmm. as your torch slowly dies, you know? The music from Shadowgate comes on.
they're just waiting and drooling.
Yeah. You and they're backing away from you, so you're stepping in like puddles of their drool and their tracks.
Oh shit!
As they back away from you, like it's again environmental hazard. As an individual, they suck.
Right.
Like they're, you know, and they're just we have too many things that are just like this.
Yeah.
This is one of those like more is more things, which is rare, but like if you actually pump up the numbers, you get a little bit of added value.
Yeah. So like I could see this being like thrown in as a way to like make you feel like a badass. Like, oh, you you attack and you roll like an 18, so you cut through like five of them because they are hit dice one, THACO 20. So like you can't not miss them.
Oh, you definitely can't miss them, but like unless you have, you know, cleave feats. And shit, you're not going to hit more than one. You know, like that's a fireball will take out 10 of these things,
right?
You know, but then there's 390 left.
So they're like the horde from Left 4 Dead, almost.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the idea. Mm-hmm. Also, it is unclear how or when or even if they procreate.
Yep, I highlighted that one too. So like, and also like, I love how futile it is to even chase them down to their spawning coves. Like, you'll follow them and, you know, the reverse of their tracks, but that will lead you into underground caverns that will like twist you around and around into, oblivion.
And all you're trying to do is get their vile and worthless hides.
Yep. Oh my gosh. It's really amusing how much we choose to focus on the same things, because I was going to say, like, there's not even a reason to kill these things for treasure. Even the most pathetic beasts that we find, they're worth something for their component parts. No, not these. No, they're nothing. They're garbage monsters.
If you cut open their muscles, just a bunch of Arby's flies out.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.